Thank you, Tom. We're glad to. Well, we might as well start at the beginning. The bridge was built in 1892 by the Berlin Bridge Company, and they were from Connecticut. They were the premier metal bridge company in existence at that time. This bridge is kind of an iconic bridge. It's a very unusual construction. It's a what they call a quadruple intersect Warren truss. I can't say that all in one word, all in one mouthful, but it's one of few remaining bridges of this style in the Northeast, and it's one of the 10 most historic truss bridges in the state of Vermont. So we are very, very blessed to have this in our town, and we're very, very fortunate to have it. It's 198 feet long. It served the town of Dummiston very, very well for a little over 100 years, with only minor maintenance, to my knowledge, only a minor maintenance during that period. And during the 90s is when everything started to happen. In the early 90s, it was used as the temporary, it was used as the crossing, the only crossing across the river when the covered bridge was closed. And until they got their temporary bridge, a maybe bridge, I don't know why they call them maybe bridges, but it was a Bailey maybe bridge that was installed by the covered bridge. Then a short time later, this bridge was closed. It was determined that it couldn't handle the weight and loads of the traffic. So several other things happened during that era. It was, this bridge was registered in the historic, National Historic Places for metal bridges. The state of Vermont instituted a study of all the metal bridges in the state. It was called the Liechtenstein Study. And that study laid out several alternatives for the repair and construction of this bridge. And those alternatives ranged from doing absolutely nothing, which didn't seem to be a real option, to building a new bridge and keeping this one as sort of a historic relic. And a couple of ones in between were to have it as a pedestrian and bike bridge only, with a new bridge built. And then finally, the one that was ultimately approved by the select board and submitted to town meeting for approval was this bridge as you see it, which was to be rehabilitated as a working bridge for trucks and light vehicles. And another very important thing that occurred during that period was the state instituted the Historic Bridge Program. And under that program, if the towns, we have a customer. If the towns entered into an easement with the state of Vermont, they were essentially granting to the state that easement, and the state would pay 100% of the cost of rehabilitating and refurbishing the bridge, plus 100% of all future major maintenance costs, as long as the bridge remained in vehicular use or remained in transportation use. So the town entered into that program, and the town assumed certain responsibilities. It has to annually make sure it's cleaned. It has to make sure that the waterway is not blocked. It has to make sure that the brush and stuff does not grow
I thought my dad's mic.
Yeah. Hey, Milt. You're supposed to be working at my house. So after that time, the town in 2000, March 2000 town meeting, voted to go the route of rehabilitating the bridge, And so here it is, a beautiful, beautiful bridge in beautiful downtown Dummerston. So we want to thank all the select board members. By the way, there were 17 select board members that took office between the time of the bridges, the items of the bridge started coming up and this date. So that's like, we have 5-member boards, so that's like 3.5 turnover of the select board. So they deserve a lot of credit for keeping this on track. And also, all the people at VTrans, Wyndham Regional Commission was a terrific help during this whole process. They encouraged us. They cajoled us when things were delayed. They mollified us when things were delayed. but fortunately, we were able. And I just learned today that it was because of the enhancement grants that were that additional influx of money to the state that allowed this bridge to be completed when it was. Otherwise, we'd probably still be looking at basically a dead bridge. So we need to thank all of those folks, and particularly the citizens of Dummerston, because without their support, this would never have happened. And they were wise enough to see the benefits of restoring this bridge. So again, thank you very much for coming, and we appreciate it. We're going to have a little ribbon coming down here.
Yes, thank you, Paul. So,